At 400 miles they stopped to eat. At 1,000 miles they pitched their camp. They had traveled for just 3 days and nights, a 6 weeks' journey for ordinary men. When the sun was setting, they dug a well. They filled their water skins with fresh water. Gilgamesh climbed to the mountaintop. He poured out flour as an offering and said, "Mountain, bring me a favorable dream." Enkidu did the ritual for dreams, praying for a sign. A gust of wind passed. He built a shelter for the night, placed Gilgamesh on the floor, and spread a magic circle of flour around him, then sprawled like a net across the doorway. Gilgamesh sat there, with his chin on his knees, and sleep overcame him, as it does all men. At midnight he awoke. He said to Enkidu, "What happened? Did you touch me? Did a god pass by? What makes my skin creep? Why am I cold?" "Enkidu, dear friend, I have had a dream more horrible than both the others. The heavens roared and the earth heaved, then darkness, silence. Lightning flashed, igniting the trees. By the time the flames died out, the ground was covered with ash. Dear friend, tell me, what does this mean?" Enkidu said, "Don't worry, my friend. The dream you had is a favorable one. The fiery heavens stand for Humbaba, who tried to kill you with lightning and flames. But in spite of the fire, he could not harm you. We will kill Humbaba. Success is ours. However he attacks us, we will prevail." Gilgamesh, happy with his good dream, smiled, and his face lit up with pleasure. At 400 miles they stopped to eat. At 1,000 miles they pitched their camp. They had traveled for just 3 days and nights, a 6 weeks' journey for ordinary men. When the sun was setting, they dug a well. They filled their water skins with fresh water. Gilgamesh climbed to the mountaintop. He poured out flour as an offering and said, "Mountain, bring me a favorable dream." Enkidu did the ritual for dreams, praying for a sign. A gust of wind passed. He built a shelter for the night, placed Gilgamesh on the floor, and spread a magic circle of flour around him, then sprawled like a net across the doorway. Gilgamesh sat there, with his chin on his knees, and sleep overcame him, as it does all men. At midnight he awoke. He said to Enkidu, "What happened? Did you touch me? Did a god pass by? What makes my skin creep? Why am I cold? Enkidu, dear friend, I have had a fourth dream, a dream more horrible than the three others. I saw a fierce eagle with a lion's head. It floated down toward me like a huge cloud. It grimaced at me. Terrifying flames shot from its mouth. Then, beside me, I saw a young man with an unearthly glow. He seized the creature. He broke its wings. He wrung its neck and threw it to the ground. Dear friend, tell me, what does this mean?"